Right, so I'm just going to give you some thoughts on Scream 4, which I saw a couple of hours ago. Spoiler-free thoughts. I loved it. If you're a fan of this series, I think you're going to have a blast with this movie. I confess I wasn't really into the series for a while. I hadn't actually seen any of them until a couple of years ago. And I'm a big fan. I think the first two are just great, intelligent, meta slasher movies, so much better than most of the crap in the 1980s. And the third one, the third one's got its problems. But this one is a return to form. It reunites the three stars, Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, and David Arquette. And Wes Craven, director, returns. And so does our screenwriter, Kevin Williamson. And that's the big difference here, I think. He wrote the first two, and he has a great, touch with the pop culture references. He's very clever, very self-aware, and it only went downhill in the third one, which just became a bit too convoluted. And that's which Ke Williamson didn't write. That was written by Wren Kruger, who is obviously much hated for his role in screwing up Scream 3. And when Scream 4 was shooting, a lot of people were freaking out because there were reports of rewrites on set, and Kevin Williamson couldn't come back because he's got his own show with the Vampire Diaries. And Kruger reportedly did some rewrites, and most of that you can't really tell in the film. I mean, it's obviously hard to know who's responsible for what. The middle section of the film is a bit messy. There's too many characters, but it starts and ends with a bang. And all in all, it's a really great horror film. You want to see it with a grunt bunch of a packed house. And in the preview screening I was at, people were cheering at the credits. Yeah, I really don't want to spoil anything other than to say, the three leads are back. Sydney is kind of the protagonist, but not as much as in the previous films. There's a young cast, which includes Alison Brie from Community, Hayden Panettiere from Heroes, and the other girl, Emily Roberts, Emma Roberts, Emma Roberts, who plays Sydney's cousin. So the premise is that it's 10 years after the murders. Sydney comes back to Woodsboro to do a book signing, and of course the murders start up again. And I will say the pre-credit sequence is brilliant, and this series had the notable distinction actually of having brilliant pre-credit sequences in all four movies now. And this one takes it to a new level of meta, shall we say. It's pretty hysterical and has a and scary actually, and has a cameo by Kristen Bell and Anna Paquin. They show up in the as the the big name stars in the opening sequence, just like Drew Barrymore in the first film, and Heather Graham and Jada Pinkett Smith in the second film. So all up, there's so much to talk about, and cool lines and cool things that are gonna make you laugh and cheer. Especially if you're into these three characters, and they all get, they all get their due. They all get their great moments. Yeah. So I'm trying, I'm trying to keep it spoiler free. I'll have my review up shortly, go into more detail about some of the cool stuff that happens, which I can't really talk about. It's not perfect. It's a bit messy. There's too many characters in the middle. Some of the scenes don't work in the middle, but there are some really great scenes that are brilliant. So it's a bit of a mixed bag, but all up, this is pretty much as good as you could hope a fourth film to be in a series like this.